Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love our work and love sharing with you our fascination with how astrology manifests in our personal lives, our political lives, our social lives. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, where it's about to snow again here in April. And I am joined by my two dear cohorts from New York City. Mark?
Mark Waltz, over by the Hudson River, where the ice is gone. And I think we're done with winter here.
Yeah, I'll keep you. Knock wood. And Anne?
Anne Ortley, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk on the Upper East Side, and it's 49 degrees, so I think we are done with winter. We're rooting on the snow melting and moving away.
Well, it was 50 degrees last weekend, and it was wonderfully warm here, melted some of our biggest mountains of snow. We can actually see the grass in a few places, but not after tomorrow. But that's what this spring, with the Grand Square moving into place, is one wild card after the other. Mm. You know, can you feel the energy going up? Everybody I'm speaking to is saying, you know, I feel like I don't have any time left. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've got to hurry. And that kind of anxiety and energy that's building up.
Right.
Now, some of that may be due to the, you know, we had all predicted that this was going to be a geologically active time,
mm-hmm.
as well as a socially active time and politically, that the Grand Square with Uranus conjunct the Sun today and yesterday, square Jupiter, square Pluto, and opposing Mars would shake things up quite literally and figuratively. It can cause great sociological change. You know, one of the things I did last week, I gave a talk on this Grand Square, and looking back over the last couple hundred years of the Uranus-Pluto cycles, I see how much more the social construct changes with the Uranus-Pluto square, that America responds more directly politically in upheaval around the Saturn-Pluto aspects. But the Uranus-Pluto aspects usually are more of a social catalyst, although there is political shift. But this particular time is worrisome because the Sun of America at 13 degrees of Cancer is at exactly the degree that the Grand Square holds. So we're keeping our eye on that, what that means for us. We mentioned it was geologically active, and I gather there was an 8.2 earthquake in Chile yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There's been several, you know, mid-4s earthquakes at Yellowstone. There was that 4.8, I think it was, in California last week, 4.4. Mm-hmm. And it's moving and shaking. We hope that all these small ones help take away the tension. But what's moving and shaking in your world, Mark?
Well, not earthquakes. We're pretty solid here.
Good to see. Oh, we had a tornado in a blizzard on April Fool's Day.
A tornado and a blizzard? Wow.
In a blizzard,
okay.
Wow.
It sounds like a bad sci-fi channel movie. You know.
Yeah.
Storm chasers. What are you chasing, the tornado or the blizzard, you know?
Luckily, it only toughed down quickly and then moved on.
Wow. That's unusual, though.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. But it's where the weather shifts radically. And yesterday, that Sun conjunct Uranus really lowered the impulse control again. Whenever any of the inner planets, whether it's the Sun, the Moon, Venus, Mercury, sets off this Grand Square, and they're moving fast enough so that they will hit one point or the other of it. You know, the Moon's going to do it every week.
Mm-hmm.
We see another chapter in the story that unfolds from this. Today there was a shooter at Fort Hood that closed down and I gather killed somebody. People are acting out, but that's the extreme response to this tension.
Mm-hmm.
What are you two hearing in your client base?
A lot of people making decisions about things, you know, or feeling the need to make decisions.
Yeah, that urgency.
The urgency of needing to do something,
sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That there's kind of a, oh, my God, I have to do this, or I, you know, da, 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 da. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've had this for a while. I mean, you know, we're going to add the urgency that eclipses bring, too, because we're entering eclipse season. Mm-hmm. The eclipses are coming. And people feel a sense of having to do things then, too. They get kind of activated and say, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. So I think that's part of the story of the eclipses is activating with this cross, but we're also really feeling a tension of dynamic necessity. You know, people are just like, I got to do something. Like, okay, what do you want to do? I don't know, but I got to do something. It's like, okay. That, I always love it. Like, I got to do something, anything, but I don't know what I want. And I think if you can allow yourself to live in the tension, that helps a lot because it's really designed to help you get aware. And then once you become aware, then you're going to be like, oh, okay, now I'm aware. Now I know what I want to do next. But if you're in the sense of I have to do something, anything, you're not necessarily going to be paying attention to what you really want to do. Because
mm-hmm.
there's
my
sense of urgency.
Is that the people that seem to be doing the best with it are sort of like people learning to do trapeze.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you mm-hmm. you stand there and you know you have to do something. It is that sense of urgency. And all of a sudden, here comes the person who's going to catch you, swinging towards you on the trapeze, and it's like you have to jump.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to believe that your hands will meet theirs, and you'll be caught.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that feeling of there's a leap, and it's a leap of faith. And it's about, well, I'd rather take the chance, take the leap, than stand here still fidgeting over it. And I don't want to miss it. So there's that sense, I don't want to miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a desire to be free. Not being trapped.
Yeah.
How are you seeing
it,
Joe Heather?
Yeah, and I am hearing this urgency to get on with their life,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that they've felt called to do, and an urgency to make changes in situations that were tolerable before but are no longer tolerable.
Right.
But sometimes I hear them overshooting the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. you know, we was like, I asked them to, what I heard one astrologer refer to as, how can you make a homeopathic change first?
Mm-hmm.
How can you find the core of the issue and change that rather than throw out your whole life and start over again, unless that really is what you need to do?
Right.
And I am hearing, you know, people moving to Africa and people moving across country and making the great shift
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
Yeah, really feeling it's they have to do something, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today Mercury is trining Saturn again. And I think that can be stabilized. It's interesting, I think, that this Sun-Uranus conjunction would have been worse without that Mercury-Saturn stabilizing aspect,
mm-hmm.
even
mm-hmm.
though we did have the shooter that went off and killed, I gather, it was four people.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Hood, a mess. But I expected more of that with that Sun-Uranus that just sort of, it energizes us and it brings out this excitement and feeling like we have to do something, which is why we're painting the kitchen today.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. depends mm-hmm. on your previous constructs. It's
mm-hmm.
it's like adding electricity to any circuit. What's the condition of that circuit when before the electricity goes in? Is it short circuiting?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's only going to make it worse to have the electricity in. Is it geared up and ready to roll and come alive and make beautiful music?
Mm-hmm.
Then it does. So it's what do we do with this extra voltage?
Right.
Which may not affect our body because mm-hmm. often with these aspects and Mars still retrograde in Libra, our physical strength may feel low while the nervous energy is running high. So it's important to take care of our health
mm-hmm.
in that process.
Wow.
Now next week, Mercury... Venus goes into Pisces, and Mercury enters Aries. And I figure it's a little tricky that Mercury, which in Pisces has been slowing us down a little bit and keeping us in a more poetic place, goes into Aries and wants to, so we get more tactless, more shoot from the hip, more direct, just as Venus goes into Pisces and everybody gets their feelings hurt very easily. I think it's a tricky combination.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it really is. It's very, it's in there. It's a definitely a tricky energy. And it's not, you know, with Mercury in Pisces, he's always, he says one thing and does another, or he, there's a shifting energy of water with him. We don't always know what he's communicating at the moment. And then we go, oh, wait, there it is. So I don't know.
And,
Yeah,
quite intuitive, quite perceptive, but not always. And I think, you know, how does it balance out the rest of the chart? When everything is in Pisces, to have Mercury also in Pisces can leave everybody feeling a little awash and waterlogged. But I think it's a good tempering effect because people can see subtleties. I think Mercury, you know, Aries is the least complex of signs. It's not necessarily the least deep, but it just tends to see things in primary colors.
Right.
And can see the big blocks. Well, you know, it's, it adds leadership because it sees the big things that need to happen and screw the details.
Right.
Pisces can get lost in the details and lose the big picture sometimes. But it can see the complexity of how everything interrelates and affects one another. And it helps with political decisions that need to be made with finesse or considering many different aspects. I'm hoping that it will. We can keep some of that when Mercury goes into Aries.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it's a time when people tend to spout off.
Spout off and get excited about stuff,
So that's been one of my concerns for the week. And what would you say, Anne, is a good way for people to prepare for this eclipse season?
To prepare from the point of view of...
How do they get ready for it?
You know, one of my students said this the other day, and I thought it was a great idea. She said she's doing something on every leg of the eclipse. So, or on every leg of the T-square. So she's doing some kind of Pluto in Capricorn activity, some kind of Jupiter activity in Cancer, some kind of Uranus activity in Aries, and then, of course, Mars in Libra. And by making sure she has activities going in each of the houses they're in of that planet's nature, she hopes to kind of feed the energy. And so I thought that was pretty good. I mean, I always say, you know, when you're in a dialogue, figure out who you are. You know, you're Jupiter in Cancer, and you don't want to be Jupiter in Cancer. Go be Uranus in Aries. Switch over to that. You know, and I went away this weekend down to my family's, and, you know, I was very aware of what role I wanted to play because there were, like, my aunt and uncle and my dad and Peggy and me. And I'm like, okay, who do I want to be today, you know? And shift energy into that planet, becoming Jupiter in Cancer, generous, magnanimous, sensitive, emotional feeling, doing the Pluto in Capricorn. Okay, I'm going to do this. I can handle this. I'm going to get this done. The Mars and Libra, let's be balanced, let's be proper, let's kind of say the nice thing and do the right thing and not necessarily argue or, you know, be diplomatic about things, or the Uranus and Aries, take charge and go off and do it and get it set up and then have everything move forward. So there's a lot of energy around using those planets because they're full of energy and they're arguing. So you can either be conscious of who's doing which planet in any dialogue you're in, or do like my student Maria is doing and do stuff at every end of the corner. So that made me think, well, okay, what planets am I working on? And I have. I've got a couple, you know, that I'm doing. I bought a shredder. We're going to be a shredder and a scanner, and we're going to be scanning and shredding, you know, in the money house. And then in the Jupiter house, you know, I'm kind of throwing away things for goodwill, in the Capricorn house, I'm working on a training program. And in the Mars house, you know, I'm paying my taxes and doing my tax filing and, you know, kind of handling my payroll stuff for the next year. So, okay, what do I, you know, how do I, what else can I do? You know, making sure you do something in each of those planets, depending on where that T-square lands in your chart. Mm-hmm. And I also find with eclipses, a lot of it is just breathing. Mm-hmm. You just don't, you know, you want to feel, you feel like you have to do something, but, and you do, you can get a great deal accomplished, but don't feel you have to jump in and fix something. Take the energy of the pulse of things to get things done and do stuff in your own world, because we do have this tendency with a cross or a T-square to project the energy onto someone else and say, okay, I'm projecting that onto them. Maybe I need to own how that's mine. And that helps a lot, too, kind of pull it back and think, okay, why do I feel like I need to do this? Is it really anything that's something of my concern? So.
Now, can you give out the phone number again, and then we'll
Sure. Well, we have callers already on the line.
Okay.
We had people calling in before we even started. We don't need to give out the phone number, Heather. We got five callers on the line.
Okay, we won't. But if you in the future want to call in, you can find it on our website.
On our website, 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. Okay, Mark, pick a number between.
Let's see if we can get through a few.
Yeah, Mark, pick a number between 1 and 5.
3.
3, okay. All right, number 3, we're calling on you, 626-676. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, my name is Tammy. I was born June 3rd, 19 in Chicago at 2:30 in the afternoon.
June 3rd,
65.
And where were you born?
65. Chicago.
Illinois. Chicago.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's your question, Tammy?
I'm curious. I'm working on new communications, email sequences for my business, and I was wondering, you know, what should I be concerned with all of these things that are going on, you know? I'm working on my business
and
communicating
with
customers. Yes, it is.
And being patient with them and knowing that a lot of their way of not responding has nothing to do with you personally. Not taking the erratic quality of people's communication styles with you personally. You've got, communication is such a gift for you. You have that Libra rising, you have Mercury, Jupiter, Sun, North Node, and Venus all in Gemini up at the ninth of the house. You know, communication is you. It's home for you. Moon in Leo in the 11th. You're a natural networker and community builder. So I have, and your progressed Sun is at 29 Cancer. By the end of this year, your progressed Sun is moving out of Cancer and into Leo, and you're really blossoming. So I don't think you're really in trouble no matter what you do here. But I see that your Pluto is at 13 degrees of Virgo, and so Pluto is trining into that. Your nodes are at 13 degrees of Gemini and Sagittarius, and your Saturn, Saturn's a little out of orb here. So you'll be feeling it around the edges, but I'm not worried about anything happening to you directly. Your progressed Mars in the first house is at 12 degrees of Libra, and so that's probably going to take the most brunt of the aspects here. And, you know, I think you've been really working over the last year or two to be more visible and to, you know, move forward in your entrepreneurship. And it's going to be rocky this spring, but not because you're doing anything. It's because the people around you are going through rocky experiences. You may also, are you working in partnership with anybody?
No, write books and develop software, and I'm marketing online, but I'm not really in partnership.
I think you're going to be in good shape.
Okay.
What do you see,
Ann
and Mark?
Yeah, no, I think I agree with Heather on that, Tammy. I think, you know, part of, you know, what happens with your chart with Saturn in Pisces in the sixth house is a lot of times it feels like you're right, you send things out and people don't react or respond necessarily. So it's not in a bad way, but Saturn right now is in the second house. So what you're really doing is putting down the roots for the next 29 years, which is important to know that it can feel like it's not growing as quickly as you would like. But it is growing. And once Saturn gets out of that house and gets to your part of fortune in the fall, you'll feel it really takes off. And you're also having Jupiter on your midheaven, so it's a lot about transiting Jupiter in your midheaven. It's a lot about expanding out into the world and trying new things. With the energy of Mars in your first house right now, it can feel like, you know, you're moving backwards more than forwards because Mars is going backwards in your first. But you're actually really moving forward. You're going back to go forwards. And once we get to the end of May, when Mars stations trine to your Jupiter, I would anticipate that your communications pick up or the response from people picks up. Right now, everybody's kind of just really overwhelmed and not necessarily reacting. You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark, okay. What do you think?
Yeah, a lot of this, the Grand Cross that we keep talking about is it'll happen around you, but not so much to you directly. So you're in one of those ringside seats. And
that's good to know.
Not to worry, but help the people where you can. Because a lot of people will feel a lot of consternation and confusion. And, you know, you're in a position where you could fish a few of them out of the water. So you might as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, you'll feel good doing that. And then come June, May, June, that range, you know, you'll find that things are lined up a lot more easier to handle.
Well, that's good.
Did you have a particular area of question, a particular question about the transits, or just in general, kind of how they were hitting
you? Just in general. I think things are a little confusing. You know, the world feels confusing, and
yeah,
I'm working on so many things, and I was wondering just, you know, if I'm doing the right things or what, you know, like I'm going to be finishing up a book and going to be taking it to a trade show in May, mid-May. Kind of wonder, you know, is that going to go well?
I think you're
going to
do wonderfully over the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let little discouragement. This is your time. You know, your progress sun is within 6 months, you know, you're heading into more visibility. And what the main problem with your chart, because you have this T-square built in natally with all of your beautiful planets in Gemini and that Sun-Jupiter conjunction, and you're in the right thing, square your Saturn-Pluto-Uranus in Virgo and oppose Saturn in Pisces. So there's a lot of nervous energy that you run through anyway. And you're supposed to be doing two or three or four things to have several pots cooking on the stove. But you're not supposed to get spread too thin. And it's a delicate balance. So make sure that the things that you do are related to each other, so you can feel the wholeness underneath it.
Okay,
and they
might
be
all my business is all in one area, but I do have real estate and manage tenant property. That's a little bit separate, but it does make me feel more secure than if I were floating around without anything.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a feeling that you're going to be backing away from that over the next couple of years, maybe not backing off of it, but backing away from that. It feels like that's been a wonderful grounding tool, and it's fine for you to be doing, you know, a few things, but it just feels like when the communications stuff starts to really take off, that's where you're going to want to put all of your energy.
Okay,
but
you guys have been wonderful.
Don't hurry that.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
Good.
We'll take the next caller.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Heather, pick a number.
4.
All right. Number 5 just hung up, so.
Okay.
Number 4 is being picked. 484-645, you're on the air.
Hi. I feel like I'm having a meeting with old friends. My birth date is August 7th, 1962, at 11:01 in Yadin, Pennsylvania.
11:01 a.m.
Yeah.
In where, Pennsylvania?
Yeadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N.
And what's your first name?
Miriam.
Miriam, okay.
So, how can we help you?
I can't make a decision. And my husband and I have all started over, and we're starting a new business, but he's more the driver of the business. And I'm kind of not needed yet, so I'm not really doing much. And chomping at the bit.
Do you like the business?
Well, it's work.
Is it your business?
It'll be my husband's business, yeah. I'll be part of it, but it's more his baby. He has the relationship to it more than I do.
And you're trying to figure out what else to do?
Yeah, if there's anything I could, you know, do. I have no clue.
You know, I would say that, you know, networking with your community is really important. You've got such ambiguity about being seen. All your Leo planets want you to be out there in the middle of everything, but your Moon in Scorpio needs a lot of time alone. And so you need, in order for you to get involved with something out there, you have to promise yourself that you also get time home alone. You're in your progressed lunar moon. You're in the last 6 months of a 30-year cycle. Now is not the time for you to start anything, hon. Just take it easy and take the next 6 months as retreat. Rest, review, remember everything you've ever done. Think of all the things that you won't have time to do when you get busy.
Right.
Because you are going to get busy. But take this time and remember everything that you've been doing, love to do, and were good at doing for the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then be ready in about 6 months to feel the wind shift. And new ideas coming to you and some new excitement. And the energy begins to build that you'll know more where you need to be. Mark, what do you see here?
Yeah, pretty much you're in kind of an in-between time. And things will come together really after a lot of this big shift around you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're also one of the folks who's going to feel this grand cross touching people around you more than you.
Yeah.
So, you know, watch.
But,
like the room will rock, but you're not going to get thrown off a chair.
It does hit, the grand square does hit her, she's got a 12-degree Libra rising. 14-degree Cancer midheaven, Uranus at...
So
you're feeling the change more in what's going on with your mate and what's going on at home than you will to yourself directly. But kind of, I don't think you know how important you are at stabilizing your husband while he does this work.
Mm-hmm.
That he really just needs you in there, being an audience, appreciating him, listening to his worries, and that's essential before he can take it on.
Okay.
And
one of the
partner components of your chart is really about, you know, this is a grounding time for you. So there may be a part of you that says, gee, it's his project, not mine, but yours is coming. There's a whole new cycle for you starting. So I wouldn't worry about it right now. I would just say, okay, let him have his thing, and I'm doing my contemplative and meditating on my creative. And if you have any art projects or things you like to do creatively, this is a really excellent time to do them. Huh?
That's what I'm doing. Right.
That's the place to go to get rejuvenated. Yeah, that's the place to go to get rejuvenated.
Okay.
Because it'll make you feel better, and it'll make you feel, because you're actually doing the creative work internally. Through the art is helping you, you know, kind of underneath, it's cooking your insides to get when you're ready to start doing the stuff with him or whatever the new project is that you're picking up in 6 months. And the British ladies spoke. We're done.
And so we're going to have to go. Everybody, thank you so much. You can go to our websites for individual consultations if you're interested. This is Heather Owen Robbins saying goodbye from Minnesota. Mark?
Mark Waltz, New York City.
And Ann Ortley, New York City. Take care, folks. Have a great week. Watch out for the exciting energy.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
And one another. Bye.
I know.